Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, in the family of the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm privileged to come your way again to share from the Sacred Word of Life. We will continue with the book of the Beatitude, which is Matthew chapter 5. And today we want to share from verse 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. It says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now remember how that every child of God, born of the Spirit of God, is likened to a newborn, in the literal sense, a newborn baby. Now, when he or she, a newborn baby, or when we, as a newborn baby, when we come out of the old world, the womb of our mother, this earth, when we come out of the old world, and we come into the new kingdom, the kingdom of God, there are certain characteristics that you see in a literal newborn child. One is that such a child is wretched, is a mess, stained with blood and some other items from the womb, is blind, can scarcely see nor understand the things that are surrounding the new world, is naked and needs to be clothed. So also, when we come into the fold, into the kingdom, the certain things we must know. First, we are wretched. We still stained with the atrocities of the former world that we are coming from. We are blind. We can scarcely understand nor see the things of the kingdom of God. We can scarcely understand it. We are naked and need to be clothed with righteousness. And when we behold, if we can recognize and acknowledge our estates, our poor estates, if we can acknowledge our poverty of the spirit, then we will definitely mourn. And why do we mourn? We mourn for two things. One is that we mourn for our estate. We mourn for the fact, we are grieving the fact that we are this way. Then secondly, we are crying out for help. So that's why you could hear Paul, first he mourned, he said, "Oh, wretched man like me." Then he went forth to say, "Who shall deliver me?" So seeking for help. That is the state of a believer or a newborn child, a newborn child of God. Amen. So when this person cries out, he is comforted. That is where the comforter comes. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, which is the comforter, which is still the Father who by which we are begotten, he comes forth and comforts us and feeds us with the desired meal, which is the milk, the sincere milk of the gospel, clothes us, cleans us from our wretchedness. Amen. Now, when we acknowledge the fact that, oh, there is nothing we did of our own self, we're wretched, we're blind, but God, through His Spirit, cleansed us. God, through His Spirit, clothed us. God, through His Spirit, fed us. Then, this will make us humble. It will bring us to this point of meekness. But when we miss the stage of poverty, when we try to jump from being born and then just jump into the trying to be matured, we miss the stage of being poor and needing help, then there is tendency that will become arrogant. There will be this self-righteousness. There will be this self-confidence. We become confident in our dealings, in our works. Instead of being meek, understanding that, oh, it is God that did this for us, and thereby we ought to be lowly and meek. So there is need for us. That is why I said we must enjoy our childhood. It is a process that will help us to be meek. Amen. So Jesus, having said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, he went further to say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. When we are comforted as a child, it is easy for a child to learn. It is easy for a child to learn. So Jesus could say, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I am meek and lowly in heart. So you can see the meekness is not coming from us. It is coming from the fact that we are learning from the Master himself. You know that the Comforter himself, the Comforter which Jesus said he was going to send to us, that Comforter is the Spirit of Christ, and the Comforter was going to come. Jesus said that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring you to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So whatever Jesus said, he will take of me and give to you. So the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, while he's feeding us with his word, with the sincere milk of the gospel, he's also teaching us to be like Jesus. He's also helping us to learn from the life of Jesus, because the aim is that we want to be matured to look like him. So therefore he's taking from Christ and is giving to us. And one of the things that Christ told us to learn from him is meekness and lowliness, to be lowly, to be humble. You know, the Bible says that Moses was the meekest man, you know, that of all men on the earth. But you know, as meek as Moses was, Moses had got boundaries, because he was operating under the law, under Sinai. And Sinai had laws of don't touch, don't come close, filled with blackness and tempest. So there was these boundaries around Moses. He was not approachable. There was a time where he had to cover his face, that the people could not even approach unto him. Yet the Bible said he was meek. But you see, Jesus, that's why we are not learning from Moses. We have to learn from Jesus, from the Master himself. Because he was lowly to the point that he was approachable. He was a king. Oh, the Bible said, oh, in Zechariah chapter 9, O daughters of Zion, rejoice, for your king is coming, riding upon an ass. Yet he was lowly. He's riding upon an ass, but he was what? Lowly. Which king do you see being lowly? So this person that is saying, learn of me, he understand this, what it means to be meek. He was meek. So you understand meekness, and so he's taking us through the process. That is why we must first be poor in spirit and then be able to mourn. This way we learn gradually to be meek, because there is a price for it. Though Moses was not approachable, but Jesus was approachable. He was a friend of sinners. He ate with sinners. He was able to touch lepers. He was able to sit with harlots and discuss the things of the kingdom. We saw an harlot coming to wash his feet, and he was accused of being friends with sinners, of not having boundaries. He was flexible, and that is why Paul was able to learn of him,
because he himself had gone through the process of poverty of the spirit and also had mourned. So he was able to be meek enough, and he said that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him, that he is able to abase himself and to lift himself. He said he became all things to all men that he might win some. That is meekness. Paul, with all the revelation that abound in his heart that God has given to him, he was a custodian of the mysteries of Christ, yet he was approachable. Yet, we could see people around him. There was no one that could not come to Jesus. But mothers brought their children to be prayed for. People came around him. Even when he stood, he showed himself as the greatest king, and he could stand in the Mount of Transfiguration, and his face did shine, and the people fell as dead, just to show them who he was. And yet, these are the people that could touch him. The Bible says that John put his head upon his bosom, upon his chest, and yet this was the King of Kings. This was one who has the inheritance. And if we are seeking for the same inheritance, we must also be meek. We must be lowly. We must give ourselves to gentleness. Amen. So that is why, even to the sisters, to the women, the Bible, Peter was speaking in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. He said, "Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of hair and wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, is of great price." There is an inheritance to it. There is a price for our meekness. Yes, there is. So, we must understand the process that we are to undertake. Brother Abraham was speaking, when he was speaking of the stature of a perfect man, he said that we should not jump the process. We should not jump the process. If we want to add faith, virtue to faith, we should add virtue to faith and not jump to patience. Also, there is need for us to follow the process. Matthew, the book of the Beatitudes, is a process that we should follow in our Christian life and grow until we become matured. Every child, when he starts from a child, learn to sit, learn to crawl, learn to stand, learn to walk, and then before he starts running. We should not be born and then we want to start running. This is very important to us as we go in our Christian journey. Because though, as we are learning of the Holy Spirit to be meek, it will help us when we get matured. We will be able to understand when a brother falls. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 that if we see one of our brothers being taken in a fault, that we should bring him back, but not anyhow, but in the spirit of meekness. It must take meekness to bring back one who has gone astray. Why? Because we understand that it is not by our own power that we could be able to stand and not fall. It is because we have depended so much on him who will keep us from falling. So I encourage us, brothers and sisters, let us learn to look back from where we are coming from and be sure that we mourned, that we are not arrogant, that we are indeed meek, so that it will be not only of benefit to us, but to the people around us. This is the way we can be able to win souls. It takes meekness. It takes humility. It takes gentleness to be able to win one to the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless us richly as we heed to his word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.